This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, Nomadland got nominated for Best Picture. Its director, Chloe Zhao, for Best Director. Up for Best Actress is Frances McDormand, playing a grieving woman in a beat-up RV, having rich experiences on the road. And here's our topic this morning, earning money working at various Amazon warehouses. Amazon has a program called Camper Force to encourage this. Let's talk to two real-life nomads. Rebecca Bailey is a former police detective, and Hakeem Salahuddin is a former Navy man and police officer. They're a married couple who seriously downsized and now live RV camper in tow. They run the nomadic travel blog called The Tin Can Travelers. Hello there.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much.
Hey, where are you?
Well, we're in Charleston, South Carolina right now. We're making our way up to Virginia and on to some further travels, but currently in South Carolina.
That's great. I mean, you've had a base there over the years, right?
Yes, we both retired from South Carolina. So we spent a little more than 18 years here before we hit the road full time.
So tell me how it works as you integrate occasionally doing some work for Amazon as you travel hither and yon. The company has, I guess it's a program that acknowledges that camper RV folk might want to work at these places?
Yes, it does. For several years now, they have gone ahead and reached out to RVers or RV nomads, and they reach out, and it's seasonal work for us through the peak season, which is usually the November, December timeframe.
And Rebecca, have you done this too?
Yeah, this will be my third year, this coming November and December, if I choose to work it. I didn't work it last year. Sal has done it for the last 4 years now, so this will be his fourth.
You get the camper or RV close enough to the facility where you're going to spend a little bit of time during the seasonal period, and do you get to choose what kind of work you'll do for Amazon?
Well, in 2018, when we started working with Camper Force, we did. We got to choose our shift and our job assignment. Unfortunately, that was the first and last year we got to do that since. That's kind of out of our control now. So most Camper Force employees won't find out what shift or job they're going to be assigned to until right around 2 weeks before their start date.
So it could be like an overnight shift, for instance.
It could. You know, for us in 2018, when we got to choose, we intentionally chose opposite shifts. Sal worked the overnight shift, midnights, and I worked days simply because we travel with dogs. And it's a long shift at Amazon. It's 10 hours. So, you know, with the drive to and from, it's about a 12, 13-hour day. So to leave the dogs unattended that long is not something we wanted to do. You know, you hope that we get opposite shifts, but it didn't always work out that way.
You mentioned you can't actually pick which task you'll be assigned to once you're in there.
Yeah, once you receive your final offer letter, about, like Rebecca was saying, a week or 2 weeks out, you'll be given your designated position. And what you usually have is you have a picker, which runs around the warehouse and grabs merchandise that has been ordered online, and then that is sent up to the packers, which is another position that goes ahead and boxes everything up and mails it out. And then they have stowers, which get merchandise from the trucks, and then they put them in the bins for the pickers to come by and fill orders.
I mean, if it was up to you, what would each of you choose of those three tasks?
We both prefer to be pickers. You know, kind of have a love-hate relationship with that job, but the other two, you're standing in stationary for a good majority of the day, at least being a picker. You're getting some exercise. Well, you're getting a lot, actually. You probably walk between 10 and 15 miles per day, but you're not just stationary. It's still very repetitive work, but you see a little bit more of the warehouse and other people than you would if you were doing one of the other jobs, I think.
Well, you said love-hate right there. I mean, it's money, I guess, right? But it's not all that ennobling from your point of view?
I think most people that we've met kind of have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. It really is a great opportunity for RVers to make a decent buck in a short amount of time. There's always opportunity for overtime. You know, there's an end of season bonus, and they do contribute to your campground costs. But you do need to be prepared to go there and work. The work itself is going to consume the majority of your day. You will be required to work 4 to 5 10-hour shifts per week, with the opportunity to work a 6. So if you're going there to make money, just know that's probably all you're pretty much going to do is work, versus, you know, another work camping job where you might have more time off, where you can kind of explore the area and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And one of the things that when you start looking at RVers or the nomad lifestyle, we kind of like the outdoors and we kind of like interacting with people. And Amazon is a warehouse facility where everybody is given a task that is run through a scanner that basically they're on a quota, they're on a time limit, and there's little interaction. So when we say love-hate relationship, we'll sacrifice that lack of human interaction for the money, but that we really definitely love being outdoors.
Yeah, we're glad it is temporary. I don't think we'd want to do it full time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the seasonal work, right? Maybe this is period where you're working the long shifts. But I'm hearing you're not really bonding with other Amazon workers. It's just you're just too busy.
Well, it's odd because you're in a warehouse filled with hundreds of people, but there's very little socializing because I think everyone's concerned with reaching their quota. You are on the clock and you are monitored by this scanner, if you're a picker, that you're carrying around to monitor your rate of work. So you do need to keep up. So there's very little time to stop and speak with people, you know, who are passing by, et cetera.
Yeah. And with the pandemic and the different protective measures that Amazon has used, the 6-foot distance and things of that sort, it really has limited the amount of interaction that people can have on the floor with one another. So the main time is during breaks and lunch, where you can at least relax your mask while you're drinking and eating and maybe carry on a conversation with someone. But on the floor, it's just hustle and bustle.
All right. Now, moving away from Amazon briefly, because I'm just like super curious here. In this new movie, she's got a well-used but customized Ford Econoline van. What do you have? Do you pull a trailer? How's it work for you?
We have a 2017 Airstream 23FB. And 23FB just means it's 23 feet in length and the bed inside is toward the front of the trailer. And it is a tow along, so we tow it behind our Ford F-150 pickup truck.
I mean, I got to ask you this. Some people can't put up with each other in a 2,000 square foot house. You get along with each other, even though you spend your time probably 2.5 feet apart all the time?
You know, the best advice we can give someone who wants to embark on this lifestyle is you better really like your partner because there is no escape. You know, we've been together for, 17 or 18 years. Married for about 12 or 13 of them. We truly are best friends. We've always gotten along. So it has been nothing but a joy. And I mean that literally since we, you know, headed out on the road 3 years ago. But we have heard some horror stories. So you better like who you're with.
And David, if things get a little heated in the trailer, you can always open up the door and take a walk. So, you know, I always have my shoes ready by the door, just in case I might have to go out there and take a walk.
And, you know, you may not have made enduring friendships in the Amazon warehouse, but you got to believe you're connecting with people where you park the trailer from time to time.
We actually have made a couple longtime friends while working at Amazon. We still stay in touch with them. But like you said, we do meet more and stay in touch with more people that we meet just while we're out on the road, wherever we happen to be camping or whatever city we happen to be exploring. We meet people, we swap stories over a campfire or dinner, and we stay in touch. When we're actually camp hosting, which is another work camping gig that we do, we meet people from all over the world, and some of whom we've actually become very good friends with.
And one of the things, having social media up, we're able to meet, you know, even a larger variety of people and meet up with them on the road. So it's fascinating, the lifestyle and the desire for people to actually follow along with the travels, and then actually meet those people. And I think that's one of the exciting parts of it.
Rebecca Bailey is a former police detective, and Hakeem Sal Salahuddin is a former Navy man and a police officer. They write a travel blog called The Tin Can Travelers. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.